episode 65 of Comics Nest. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of. All right, we're going into Batman number 12. This is the, what was it? August-September issue was released in September 1942. The executive editor is Whitney Elsewhere, cover artist Jerry Robinson and George Russo's. I think we got a new writer for the first comic of this named Don Cameron.
Ooh.
So that's why that one's different from feeling than the rest of them. That one was penciled by Jerry Robinson, inked by Jerry Robinson, George Russo's, and lettered by George Russo's. The other three were written by Bill Finger, penciled by, well, I'm sorry, no, the second one's, they were all written by Bill Finger, but the second one was penciled by Bob Kane, inked by Jerry Robinson, and lettered by George Russo. The third one was penciled by Jack Burnley, inked by Ray Burnley and Jack Burnley, and lettered by Betty Bentley. This is getting This is getting ridiculous.
So the third one isn't even the same guys, right? I'm going to have to relook at that now.
Yeah, no, it's different drawings and inked and everything else.
Wow.
The last one was penciled by Bob Kane, inked by Jerry Robinson, and lettered by George Russo. So we have a different artist in the third one, different writer in the first one.
I'll wait till we get to the cover.
All right, well, we're getting to the cover where Batman's selling saving bonds and stamps, so...
Yes, he
Well, apparently it was good enough for Superman, so it's good enough for Batman.
So, yeah, who wants to talk about the cover?
They're on an army jeep. They're waving at you, hello. And there's a word bubble that says, War saving bonds and stamps. Keep them rolling.
Yeah.
The big question I have is, what is it the anniversary of? Because at the bottom it says anniversary issue.
This is the 12th issue. This is their 1 year anniversary of the comics.
No, it can't be 12.
Yeah, it can't because it's 2 months.
They're 2 months. So it'll be 2 years.
It's 2 years, but technically 12 issues is a year, so they're counting it as their anniversary because it's supposed to be 1 month per comic. So it would be technically a year in comics.
How can it be 1 month per comic? It's August, September, this one is.
Yeah, I know, but normal comics, it's one issue a month.
Oh, okay. So they're saying it's...
It's an anniversary issue. That's why it doesn't say 1 year anniversary issue or first anniversary. It's just an anniversary issue because technically, if it followed the same format as normal comics, it would be the 12th one, which would be a year. Here. And anyway, they only put that on there so they can hawk saving bonds anyway.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Which is really getting to be really, like, I don't know. It feels, it's getting disgusting a little bit.
Well, they do it again.
I know.
I still don't understand why they're trying to get, because comics were geared towards kids at the time, right?
Right.
So why were they trying, I guess they're just trying to get the kids to get the money from their parents?
Yeah.
Or get the kids to spend their nickels, I guess. I don't know.
But like we
said, I can't imagine a kid buying savings bonds. I mean, war bonds.
Maybe not, but they like we said before, they did collect stamps and stuff, so.
True. But in, like, the 40s, how much did a kid have? He probably had enough to get that comic book. Or a war bond. Not both.
I don't know. According to these comics, they gamble in, like, candy stores, so.
True, that is true. Yeah.
Who knows?
I forgot about that. Yeah, so who knows?
All right. Oh, anything else to say about that Blaine cover?
It's yellow. Yeah. But that's it.
Oh, it's still it's still 10 cents, by the way.
Yeah, it's still not available in Canada, apparently.
What were you going to say?
Nonsense. Not available in Canada. Yeah, it's just a very... It literally is just made to sell more bonds because there's nothing else. They're in an army jeep. It's not... It's very boring and nothing.
All right. On to the first comic, which... Who wants to explain the non-canon splash page? Uncle Chris?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like a wanted sign painted on some wood. And then three gangsters busting through the wood to miniature cops that are shooting at them. And Batman and Robin are swinging in over the top.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I get out of it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's the gist of it.
Either they're miniatures or we got giants again. But either way, that's what it is.
Either way, it has nothing to do with the comic.
Maybe it's just a 3D billboard.
And the cops don't know it, so they're shooting it?
Yeah.
Actually, This one does have to do with the comic.
Right.
It's got the three gangsters. It is not canon. Brothers. It has the three brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the cops don't know it because they're Gotham PD.
Oh, true. Right. So they anything 3D they shoot at, they got to keep stopping them. They're like, come on, guys, that's a 3D picture. Stop shooting it.
Well, there's three dead cops on the front.
Are they dead? Yeah. I see two fallen.
Well, one of them's definitely, he's down.
One's fallen, and then the other two are falling.
Yeah.
That one fallen face first.
Yeah, he don't look good.
Are you sure he's not just, like, stretching to touch his toes?
Are you sure the guy behind him didn't whack him in the back of the head with that gun?
It's possible. Blackjack.
All right, this one opens with Batman opening a combination lock safe from a steel door, and we don't actually get the code, so we can't, you know, break into this. And we get our first look at the trophy room.
So, the new writer, is this his idea, I guess? The trophy room?
I guess.
Because they never mentioned this before. This is the first mention of this.
Yeah. When I first started, that's why I text you guys. I'm like, am I reading the right comic? Because when they jump into it, they almost make you seem like you've been to this trophy room before.
Like you should know, right.
And I'm like, I know we know, because we've talked about it. Even on here, we've talked about it. But I'm like,
right.
I never read anything about this before. Like, this is new.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the writer wanted to show that he's a fan of this, because we get a lot of callbacks here.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to prove that he knew his stuff.
Yeah, so... But yeah, so for some reason, Batman and Robin are dressed up to go into their trophy room. I don't know why. And it's on, like, the first floor of Wayne Manor or something, because there's a window. So,
I get the feeling that they must have just come back from somewhere and they wanted to put whatever they brought back with them in there.
Maybe, right? But they don't show us doing. They don't show them doing that.
No, I'm making up my own story. They didn't give me enough story. So
yeah, but like my question is, if someone comes onto Wayne Manor and looks in one of those windows and they could just see this,
there are windows in this. Yeah, but they're like, I don't know, because the light's shining through too. Yeah, you can see in the window if you wanted to.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a very good place to hide your trophies of the things you're doing, you know?
I mean, you don't know if it's a first floor thing, though.
That's fair. Listen, and I guess also, good.
Up until, like, one or two comics from now, they were just driving the back car out of a barn, so.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not a very good place to keep your hidden identities secret if, you know.
No, you're right.
Anyway, so they're just touring around their trophy room. We get a look at the breathing apparatus duck thing that Joker used to escape from Alcatraz back in, where is it? Batman number 9. We get the umbrella from Penguin back in Detective Comics number 58. We get the portrait. You guys probably don't even remember this portrait, do you?
I remember the one where they were doing the paintings, but I didn't remember Bruce Wayne getting one.
Yes. He got one, too. That's how he wore them in, and that's where he put a dummy of himself and made Robin sit inside of it.
Oh, he made Robin get shot at. Right. I do remember that one.
Yes. Back in Detective Comics number 42. I looked all these up, by the way. I don't remember off the top of my head.
They really worked today, didn't you?
It took a while to find them all, I'm not going to lie.
They really worked today.
And then we get the pie-throwing thing that the Joker used to trap as a trap for. Which makes no sense, because that broke against his chest. Because
right.
It's made of candy.
And it's got, like, full-on spikes on it right now, and he forgets that it still works and almost gets killed by it.
Yeah, and then the spikes are shooting out.
Yeah.
That was back in Detective Comics number 62. So, yeah, that one doesn't make sense. And then we go over to trophy number 41, because I guess he numbers them all.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's a bulletproof vest. And then he's like, hey, Robin, do you remember this case? Let me tell you the story as if you don't remember being there.
Well, yes. Don't they say it was 39? Was Robin there in 39?
I was going to see if you guys picked that up or not. This whole story is a lie, because Robin didn't debut until April 1940.
I knew Robin wasn't there.
We go back to June 1939. I was going to say it's nothing until you guys brought it up, but yeah, no, this doesn't happen, because this is 9 months before Robin even debuted in the comics.
There's no truth in this art.
No.
Yeah, and it's like his origin story is definitely later in Batman's career, technically, so...
Well, yeah, his debut comic is his origin story.
Yeah, that's right. What I mean, so it's like, it's not even possible, but yet Robin is in this story.
Yeah.
This is May 1939. bullcrap.
Yeah, so
let's just skip this one. It's not. It's fake. Let's just skip it.
So the guy says, "Hey, look at all these things I remember from Batman comics, but I can't get the continuity right."
Right? Then I mess up the continuity.
So what? Okay, whatever. So this fake comic opens in 1939, where one of what's his name? I don't know his name. One of the Rafferty brothers,
Peter Rafferty.
Peter Rafferty's going on parole, and he's gonna go straight. But when he gets out, his brothers pick him up, and they're like, "You're joining the gang." And he says, "No, I'm going straight." But they go to a gas station and rob it, and he's like, "I didn't want," and they kill a guy, and he says, "I didn't want anything to do with that." And the brothers are like, "No one's gonna believe you." And so he sits down and says, "I guess I'm joining the gang."
Didn't take him long. Like, he didn't know, he was just out of jail. Got in the car, and then joined the gang.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Even when he says it, he still doesn't want to.
No.
But now he feels he's there.
The brothers are murderers, too. Like, you should have never went with them. You should have left. As soon as you saw that car, you should have went the other way.
You should have turned back into the prison and say, "Hey, my brothers are outside."
Yeah. Hey, can you... They're good. I'm sure they just killed somebody. Can you just go get them right now?
Yeah, so... Anyway, but they're like, "Don't worry, little brother, because we got you something." And they pull out a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
And this is like a big reveal or something. It's like...
Is it a new thing at the time? Like,
no, because, I mean, hasn't Batman been using bulletproof vests up to this point?
I mean, pretty much. His suit's bulletproof, or at least the chest of his suit is.
I remember him saying that he used bulletproof stuff at some point, but I could be...
I remember him getting shot a couple times, though, too, and having the bullets removed.
In his shoulders.
Yeah, but also, that was also in the beginning. That was, like, in the early, like, fifth or sixth one, too.
I don't remember him having a bulletproof chest, though.
I remember I remember him mentioning that. I could be wrong, though. We've gone through so many comics. This is a 65th episode.
He may have mentioned it offhand, but I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, I thought that it was. But again, I could be just projecting, too, because I don't know.
Right. Well, anyway, even if he did have a thing, he didn't have this one, because apparently this bulletproof vest is made of metal of some kind.
Yeah. Steel or something.
Yep. And so the Rafferty brothers go on a crime spree, robbing the National Bank and, you know, stealing. They really went up in things, going from a gas station to a bank.
And they just murder people everywhere they go, too.
Yeah. But they go to a junkyard. I don't know why they're there.
Yeah, I'm not positive why they went to the junkyard.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say. They just go to the junkyard. Maybe they hang out there.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, they go to the junkyard, and then Batman and Robin shows up. There's a big fight. Stuff happens. They're throwing junk around at each other. Robin tries to punch one of the Rafferty brothers, but his hand bounces off of him. It doesn't really hurt his hand, though, even though he just punched metal.
Right, he just says, "Ouch." He does say "ouch," though.
He does say "ouch," but, you know, then he just punches him in the face.
Right, after that, he just punches him in the jaw.
And, you know, the fight continues on until one of the Rafferty brothers gets picked up by one of those giant magnets that picks up cars.
Yeah.
And then is dropped onto a conveyor belt full of other things, which I guess was enough to kill him.
Wait, before that, don't we get a Batman knockout?
Oh, yes, we do. I'm sorry. I skipped it. Because he was hit with a wrench this time.
Yeah, he gets it. I think it's a knockout, though, right?
Yeah, it's the 37th time Batman's been knocked out.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of them this week, so.
Yeah.
Batman number 1, 1940, revealed that there is a bulletproof vest sewn into the costume.
Oh, okay, good.
Wait,
one? In number 1?
Wow,
Batman, yeah. In Batman number 1, not...
Wow.
Not yeah, right, detective. Not,
that was like right. 15 episode comics right. at that point. So
exactly.
Wow. Yeah, no wonder I don't remember.
Yeah, I thought I remembered it, but anyway. So one of the Rafferty brothers are dead, and Robin tries to stop them, but the cops show up and everyone splits for some reason, and they just get away for somehow, even though Batman and Robin work with the cops. But
yeah,
they escape. Yeah.
So. Then we're at a socialite dance.
Wait, this is 39. Batman and Robin don't work with the cops.
You're right.
Yeah, they don't. They don't Robin work doesn't cops. Work with anybody.
No, that's Robin's 7 39. Or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, he's still doing like trapeze acts.
I didn't even think of that. If Robin's only 8
or 1940 9, yeah.
something.
Oh man, that's
yeah, they messed that continuity up for sure.
Maybe Batman's anyway. Just getting a little old and senile. He doesn't remember the story right.
Yeah, he just inserted.
Yeah, he gets popped on the head enough.
Maybe it was another. It was another little boy, but he had that one killed back then.
Oh yeah, that's what probably what it was. It was a different Robin, and he killed him because he succeeded on that one.
To be fair to Batman, he never says the date. The narrator is the one that says
it. Oh, the narrator says it. Well, the narrator speaks to us in one of these comics coming out, too, by the way, which is really weird.
Yeah. Well, I got a theory on that, so.
Okay.
All right, so we're at a socialite dance, and the robbers show up there. They steal some things. They get in the car, and I guess Batman and Robin know about the dance because they have, like, an invitation, I guess. Yeah. It's just a piece of paper that says Yacht Centennial Dance.
Isn't that the bait? Didn't they set that up? And it is. Because they say that Batman's going to take the bait.
Yeah.
And, God.
So they're waiting for him there, and then they get in the streamlined bat car. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
He streamlined the Batmobile.
Yeah, he took off the stupid bat head on the front of it.
Yeah, and put. I like the bat head. And he put a giant, fin on the top of it.
Well, he's got to be able to jump bridges. The bat head was too heavy in the front.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I always pictured that thing being able to be shot off into, like, somebody's car. The bat.
like a projectile.
Yeah, like it's a missile.
That's a missed opportunity. But anyway, so Batman showed up to this dance, but there's a drawbridge for some reason over to the yacht club.
Because he wants to jump it.
Yeah, but why does the yacht club have a drawbridge in the first place?
So boats.
Well, their boats are so tall, they need to be able to get through the
bridge. It's a yacht club.
Yeah.
I didn't even put it together. This one's stupid. I was taken out of this one from the moment I knew it wasn't real, so. Because when I saw that date, I knew instantly that something was off. I had to do a lot of research to figure it out.
Yeah, I knew 39 Robin wasn't there. Yeah.
What? You both said at the same time.
We both said the same thing anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So, you know, Batman jumps over the bridge. They get out of the car, and then they get caught by a net.
They're still rusty. They're just starting out.
This is as bad as when they... Remember when Batman got caught by a trash bag?
I'm still a little bit confused on this one anyway, but...
What? They catch him in the net, and then they throw him over into the water, which was a mistake. People don't realize that water is, you know, his superpower. It's part of his superpower.
Yeah. And he's got a torch that burns underwater.
Yeah, it's a still team torch they make us to make a point out.
And I could be wrong, but what does he strike the torch with?
It's gas powered, isn't it? Isn't that how acetylene torches work underneath? They just turn the valves. Yeah.
Well, but the acetylene, but you still gotta light it.
Yeah, don't they usually have an interior striker so it doesn't get wet?
Yeah, that's for underwater welding and stuff.
I wasn't sure. That was my question because I'm like, I don't know how that works. But
it's funny, TJ.
I know they do underwater welding. So
what?
You actually did welding, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
But yeah, so I think Chris is right. It's an internal thing that they can do for underwater things and stuff like that. But honestly, at this point, I really think the writers are just discovering new things and saying, "Oh, that's cool. Let's put it in the comic."
That's kind of what I was wondering, if it was like a new thing.
What, this net is made out of some kind of like extra strong wire or something that he can't cut with?
We talked about this before. He never keeps anything sharp in his goddamn belt.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I don't think it's a huge wire mesh net.
Like, wouldn't he have a pair of little clippers? Like, even toenail clippers or something?
He never does, though.
Okay. That doesn't make sense to me. Well, he's just... We keep forgetting. I don't even think he had his utility belt in 1939.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know when that was introduced.
I don't think it was May of 1939.
Well, what is going to have to look that up now, because this is stupid.
Well, he didn't have a bulletproof vest in his thing yet until 1940.
Right.
Okay, so it was this whole bulletproof... Maybe he got the bulletproof vest idea from these guys.
Yeah, maybe he took theirs.
Well, no, he took the idea because...
Well, he did take one of theirs because it's in their...
Yeah, but it's in his trophy room. His suit's not made of metal.
No.
Anyway, so, you know, they're thrown in this net and the crooks drag the net across in a boat. Why? Why are they dragging them with them?
Because they want to, like, drag them across the bottom or something.
What, you just throw them in the water and take the loot and just get in your car and drive away?
You would think. Well, no, because that's what all the other bad guys do, and then he gets out. So they got to drag him around and hope he doesn't make it.
But now, all right. when he does get out...
Wait, you know when the utility belt was introduced? In July of 1939.
Okay. There you go.
This sucks. This is so bad.
And you know the hard thing is, I didn't actually hate this story or anything.
Neither did I.
But they botched it so bad with the timeline. It's like, doesn't go. He could have easily just made it a new story. Why did he have to go back? Right. To he just 39.
He wanted to show off that trophy room, and he had no reason really to put it in.
Yeah, yeah, and the trophy's already there, but he didn't have to go all the way back. He could have said it was from yesterday.
Listen, yesterday we did this, and look, we added to our trophy.
No, here's an even easier thing. Put the story, front-load the story, and then have them put it in afterwards.
Right, have them putting it in their trophy room.
Right. You could have started it off. You could have started off, like I said, them walking in with that trophy and putting it down and saying, this is the trophy we just got.
Or even just have the trophy room at the end of the story and have that be, like, the surprise at the end.
Yeah, that too.
But whatever. Okay. Anything would have worked.
We are you did not have to go back. The story. Yes. This is terrible.
Oh, God. Anyway, so of course he uses the torch to escape. So he gets up and Batman knocks one of the Rafferty brothers into it, and he sinks and drowns, and no one helps him.
First, what makes the boat? Oh, okay, because nobody's steering the boat, so it starts going around in circles, and that's why it tips over and everybody falls into the water.
Yeah.
But he's in the middle of the five guys, and everybody just stares at him while he drowns.
Yeah, Batman.
They all talk about him. Oh, no. He's going down because of his vest.
And Batman's the one that punched him into the water, so I counted this as a death.
I'll give you that. Because he knocked him in the water and made a conscious decision not to help him drown.
But so. I feel like even his brother's like, hey, Mike's drowning.
Well, no, his brother took off.
Oh, okay, so they're just the henchmen, the guys that they picked up at Walmart.
The brother took off. Depot. Yeah,
Home
the brother
Depot, guys.
Yeah. The brother saw this as an opportunity to get out, and he's like, "Yes,
I'm out."
So yeah, I counted this as death, and you know what? That this makes Batman's 50th death.
Oh, it's a 50th anniversary of his murders.
They did say anniversary issue.
Yeah, maybe that's what they meant.
So
maybe. So anyway, so that Rafferty drowns, and so Batman and Robin take the captured dogs, and there's someone's on fire.
I knew it was great. You couldn't help it. You couldn't help it. It's so, all right. I'm three houses down from the firehouse, and it's going off.
Yep.
I tried it, but I couldn't.
He can't help it.
Well, he wanted to mention it. This way he doesn't have to edit it.
Okay. So, yeah, it's Batman and Robin top the thugs. I guess they take them to the prison. Meanwhile, the remaining Rafferty brother goes back to the gang and says, I'm done, don't follow me, we're going away. And then I guess Batman and Robin are playing ring toss?
I don't see the ring toss, where?
No, in the next panel.
At home, they're playing ring toss.
Bruce and Dick are playing ring toss, I guess. Yes. Yeah. I'm not editing out that siren, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
Here, I'll mute mine.
And anyway, so for some reason, we're at a fair now. Which just happens to have Dick and Bruce, the remaining Rafferty brother, and all the thugs, too, happen to be at the fair, at the same spot in the fair, where this weight guesser guy is calling out the Rafferty kid and saying, I can get your weight. And He guesses wrong because he's wearing the bulletproof vest, and everyone recognizes him.
That's pretty dumb.
I don't know how they recognize him with those sunglasses on. You can't recognize people when they're wearing sunglasses.
But
I thought it was Pete behind them blinkers, somebody says.
I don't understand. He wanted out of the gang. Why are you still in the city? Why are you at a fair in the city?
Just leave.
Maybe go to the police and say, I had nothing to do with what my brothers did, but I want out. I wanted you to protect me from these guys.
Yeah, something, anything.
Right.
Anyway, Batman and Robin beat up the thugs. The Rafferty brother gets away. And then we cut over to a thunderstorm for some reason.
Batman and Robin ride the merry-go-round, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't skip Batman and Robin riding the merry-go-round.
Well, they don't ride the merry-go-round as much as they beat up the thugs on the merry-go-round.
Well, Robin does. Robin's on one of the horses.
Yeah, but he's punching the guys.
Yeah, I guess he's punching. Yeah, but he looks weird. All right, thunderstorm, sorry.
At the thunderstorm, the Rafferty brother is caught on the rain, and this nicely old couple let him in and are nice to him, even though their son is on the operating table.
In their house?
In their house.
I don't know what's going on here. The son's on the operating table getting his appendix out, and the lights went out. So now the doctor's doing it in candlelight.
Yeah, I guess. I thought the same thing, but I think they mentioned a hospital somewhere.
I don't know.
But even so, whatever. The lights are out, and the Rafferty brother's like, I gotta help them. And for some reason, takes off his shirt to go out into the rain.
Well, you don't
to get his vest. Well, he needs his vest.
Oh, right. He needs his vest because the wires are broken. They won't reach each other. So he wants to use his metal vest to fix them.
That doesn't make any sense.
The metal vest is a conductor.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he just puts the wires together at the end.
No, they won't reach.
So he puts the vest over top of the wires to make them connect.
Okay. So he takes off his shirt and the vest to connect the wires. But oh no, the thugs show up just in time to shoot him in the back.
Yeah.
And Batman punches the guy. He connects the wires. The lights go back on. The day's saved. He dies.
Yes.
And Batman's like, I guess you're not going straight since you're dead. And then we cut back to 1942. Where it's like, this is trophy number 41. A life-saving bulletproof vest that killed the three Rafferty brothers. The end.
Yeah. Boo.
Not a terrible comic.
No.
Terrible.
But not...
timeline.
Right. Yeah, definitely a terrible timeline. This one had feature characters, Batman and Robin. I had to go to a different website, so this one's got antagonists. Peter Rafferty, Mike Rafferty, Steve Rafferty, they all die. Other characters, it says Dugan, I'm not sure who that is, but he dies too.
I guess he was one of the thugs.
Locations, Gotham City, Gotham State Penitentiary, Wayne Manor. And then items, it starts listing everything. Bat rope, Penguin's umbrella, utility belt, but it doesn't mention the bulletproof vest. So, and the Batmobile, and that's it.
Oh, man. Alright, on to, I guess, the best story in this comic.
Only because the Joker's in it.
Yeah, but, it's not that great.
No, it's not.
It isn't that great.
It's fine, but it's kind of silly.
It is very silly. That was the word that I thought of.
Yeah, it's like goofy, I don't know.
Alright, Lump, what's going on in this non-canon splash page?
So Batman is jumping... Oh, he came in the window.
That's what he does.
And yes, but he didn't come through the window. He opened the window and came in.
Yeah.
He opened the window and came in.
Maybe Robin opened the window saying, you can't keep breaking everyone's windows.
You're going to get caught one of these days.
They're in Joker's house. He has it all decorated in cards. And he's shooting at the Batman from his seat.
Who is, like, blocking it with his cape, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
And it's not so much a seat as much as it looks like a throne.
Yeah, it's a throne. It's definitely more of a throne than a chair.
Alright. We open up with the Joker laughing, and one of his goons is telling him a joke, and he says, this one's gonna kill you, and the Joker says, it better not kill me, and then it gives him an idea. Take things literally. And so he goes on a crime spree, I guess. Yes.
Yeah, well, his crime spree starts by him saying, hey, Slapsy, go get out and get me some baking dough, a picture frame, some firecrackers, and some barrels of red paint. He had all this planned already before, because I thought it was going to be one thing. I'm like, oh my God, what's he going to do with all this crap? It's not. It's all different things.
And so, the next day, we're introduced to a prominent banker, and he receives a strange message that he'll be pleased when he's crowned with dough. And then later that day, the Joker pours a pot of dough on him.
Well, first, the guy gets excited because he thinks the Joker's going to give him money.
Yeah,
and so, then the Joker actually gives him real dough.
By dumping it on his head.
So he's going to give me the dough, see? I hope he gives me the dough.
The Joker does not commit a crime here.
No, but isn't the Joker already wanted?
Yeah, I'm sure that he is. I'm just saying that if you put dough on somebody's head, it's not a crime. People might not like it. It's not really going to be funny. Well, but it's not a crime.
Is it assault? Assault with a deadly baking?
Well, it's not deadly. It could be assault because you did hit somebody with it.
It depends. Is it hot?
Yeah, did he breathe it in? Maybe choke on a little bit? Could have died.
Is it hot? Is it scalding?
It didn't hurt the guy.
Just you don't know that. We never see him again. He could be dead.
In the picture, he is not harmed by the dough.
But we only see the first instance of him being hit by it. And then we never see him again.
We see what happens with the rest of them, and I feel like nobody gets hurt from these stupid pranks that he's
doing. That's true, too. But I'm just saying, who knows? Maybe he's in a hospital with burns.
Maybe. The next guy doesn't get hurt either. There's no crime.
Well, I'm not positive how this guy is stuck in this thing, though, but go ahead.
Anyway, the same day, the district attorney, which is not Harvey Dent.
It is not.
But
no, he doesn't even have a name. His name's Mr. D.A.
So is he the new D.A.?
I don't know.
I mean, because it's two comics after that, right?
Right.
I guess.
Oh, and Harvey Kent Dent is not the DA anymore. I guess so.
Yeah. So he's like, he gets a letter saying that the Joker is going to frame him. He says, he can't frame me. And then he gets literally framed.
Yeah, I don't understand. Is he nailed to the wall? He's glued?
I don't know. They don't say. Just,
he looks almost like
a wall.
He could be crucified if his feet were together. That's how he's stuck on the wall.
Maybe he's just tied to the corners.
Okay. Maybe there's a piece of glass on either side and he's stuck in between them.
Anyway, the mayor also received a message saying he's going to see fireworks in his office, which means, and the mayor thinks that's going to be some kind of trouble for him. Which it is, because he goes into his office and there's literally fireworks in his office.
This is what I meant by silly.
I would love if somebody set fireworks off in my office when I got in there. I think it would be cool. I wouldn't maybe be mad
think
about it.
You don't think they'd bounce off the walls and stuff and maybe like hit you?
I'm okay with that. You could argue that the framing one, he's like been kidnapped essentially and bound against his will.
Yeah.
And then he did break into the mayor's office, so that's trespassing.
Yeah, and probably lit it on fire, so.
Yeah. So, I guess they're technically crimes, but stupid.
Yeah, they're silly.
But then the Commissioner Gordon gets another one that says the Joker tells him he's going to paint the town red. Whoopee, he says. And I guess Commissioner Gordon takes it that they got to patrol a nightclub because of the word whoopee.
And he says make him whoopee, eh? I thought that meant like...
I don't think
sex.
I don't think they wanted to say brothel or strip joint. That's why they said nightclub.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, that makes more sense. Because, I mean, in the old game shows, whoopee meant sex. So
right.
So, yeah, that's why I assume they did it. It's still, like, a kid's comic, so they didn't want to put
then
that
why
in
did
there.
They mention whoopee at all, though?
Because it's a one-line thing, because that has nothing to do with any of that, as the Joker's goons are literally painting the town red. They're painting the sidewalks, the fences, they drop... paint on top of the house, on top of a house, the bank.
This is a lot of work to make what he actually is doing it for. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and somehow Batman figures it out. How? He says, there's paint on top of the bank. I know how he did it. There's no way.
No, well.
There's no clue here. No, he did not. He did not get a clue from this, no.
Anyway, this next part's pretty cool, because we got our first look at the Batcave, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, he's got a cool thing going. He's got a little wench going, pulls the Batplane up and stuff.
Yeah. It's like a
look at that. He's got a couple Batmobiles. He's got the one with the bat on it and the Streamline one.
Yeah.
His plane, Robin's plane.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like a diagram, and it still shows that he's still using that stupid barn, like, 2 miles away.
Yeah, yeah. He's using the barn up the street, and then it goes under the barn, and he's got, like, a conveyor belt that pulls the plane up, but I'm not sure how he gets the Batmobiles around the plane, because the Batmobiles are on the other side of the planes.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And then what's that last thing? Is that like a little repair and workshop? Yeah, that is a little like bat cave he's got going there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He's even got a secret elevator to go down there.
Yeah, not a pole, so.
Yeah, not yet.
Anyway, they take the bat plane and they go to the bank where the Joker's on the roof of it. No one noticed him going on the roof of it. And apparently the paint was lined with acid. How come the concrete and the fences and everything else that he painted isn't, like, falling apart?
How come the Joker can, like, dance on top of it, too? Because now it's dry?
Well, he stomps it to break a hole in it.
Right, but wouldn't his shoes get acid on them?
Oh, yeah. Wait, wouldn't it melt the soles off his shoes?
I don't know how the acid works. It's some kind of, he says a specific kind of acid. With an acid so powerful, so corrosive, it weakened the roof. Oh, yeah, I guess so. It would. If that was true, that would have already burnt through it.
It weakened it in a few hours. He's brilliant.
Whatever. Anyway, they go into the bank. He knocks out one of the bank guards. There's a Batman and Robin show up. There's a giant fight. And then it looks like Batman throws a fire extinguisher at Robin.
He does. He says, duck, Robin. So he throws it right at the back of his head. And then Robin ducks and it hits the guy in front of him.
Yeah. I think he was aiming for Robin.
he yelled, duck, like, too late, hoping Robin would be fast enough.
Yep, exactly. Because look how close it is to his head.
It's a win-win. If Robin actually ducks, then he gets the guy. If it hits Robin, it's a win-win.
Yeah, he hits Robin, yeah.
So the fight continues, and then the Joker sprays.
Oh, and he mentions that was fast ducking, Robin. He does mention that.
So, you know, they're fighting, and then Joker sprays Batman in the face with the fire extinguisher and then knocks Robin out for the 25th time with it, the fire extinguisher. And then the cops come in, and they get away while Batman and Robin recover as the police show up.
Yeah, but all Batman had was a fire extinguisher sprayed in his face, and it's a water one. It's not even a powder one. But his eyes are really bothering him.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Anyway, back at Joker's lair, he's come up with a new thing. He's going to make sure that he's setting the world on fire. And yeah. Somehow Bruce deduces that it's the fireproof skyscraper or one of two places that it could be.
Because the Gotham World is a newspaper? We never heard of that before, have we?
No.
Not that I've seen, no.
Mm-mm. Gotham Gazette, maybe there was one?
Yeah, the Gazette was one, but not the World.
Not the World. So the Daily Planet and the Gotham World, is that really in the DC Comics universe? I've never heard of Gotham World before, or like any time after that I can remember.
Not that I can remember. Apparently it's the city's oldest newspaper, though, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, so they have to split up. Batman goes to the old building, and Robin goes to the new one.
Yeah.
And then Joker hits Batman in the back of the head with a gun. So he gets knocked out for the 38th time.
Is he knocked out, or is he just dazed? Because they got him kind of...
I just counted as a knockout, yeah, because he got hit in the back of the head, so...
Yeah, I would count it, because he's got a weak spot. We know that already, so...
Yeah, and if he hadn't been caught by the guards, he probably would be unconscious anyway.
Right.
So, and then they drop him to a gyroscope that's somehow in this place.
What reason? Did Joker make it? Or, like, did he bring it with him?
I don't understand what it is that they're, like... Does it print newspapers?
From looking at it, it looks like it's for, like, astronauts to train on. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, why is this inside the Gotham World?
He had to have brought it with him.
I guess, because there's no way it would be in the newspaper place.
Yeah, so it was a trap for Batman, so he could put him in this shower coat to spin him really fast so he'd be so dizzy that he wouldn't be able to walk over a plank.
At first it sounds like they were going to kill him. They said your blood will hit your brain with such pressure that you will die. And then he changes his mind.
Yeah. It says that death's too undignified for him.
Oh, yeah, no, it says such pressure that you will go mad. He didn't want Batman to go mad, so he takes him off of that thing and leaves him dizzy. And then for some reason has a plank set up that wasn't part of the plan, or
a plank inside this building that's over a, I guess, a fire pit full of spikes.
Well, one side is spikes, and the other side is burning oil.
I mean, this is a very strange newsroom. I'm not sure what the setup is.
You never did a tour of a newspaper? They all have this stuff. They always have it.
I mean, the gyroscope, the fiery pit.
We went to the Philadelphia Daily News. They're like, over here's the gyroscope. Be careful, be careful. And there's the fiery oil pit.
We always have this plank set up in case you want to walk over the fire. If you make it through the fire, just be careful of the spike pit after that. And then you might survive. You might get out. If you make it over this. I don't know.
Anyway, Joker pulls out a giant pole and pushes... Lump, your seat is very squeaky.
The cats broke the arm on my chair.
It's very distracting. Anyway. Yeah.
Joker gets a big stick out, stabs Batman in the back, pushing him over the plank.
Yes. And Batman's going over it, but Robin shows up and kicks one guy in the face. Does he kick him into the fire?
No, I think they're leaning over the fire and he kicks him the opposite direction.
Okay, because I didn't count it as a death because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I don't think so. It looks like he kicks him back, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't count it.
Yeah, I don't know, because then he does look like he throws them guys off of the thing, but they don't show any deaths, so you can't really count them.
Right, okay, I see it. Anyway. Yeah, it does look like he chucks him off of there.
Yeah, you see it? Like, yeah. One guy's going through the gate, or through the fencing, and then the next guy's being thrown by his head.
Yeah, he's getting like a German suplex by his head. Mm-hmm. No, a front suplex. I don't even know what that would be called.
I don't know what it would be called either. I don't even know how he got him that way.
No.
Anyway, the Joker sees his opportunity to lift the board up and push Batman off of it.
Why bother? Why did you bother making him go over the plank if you're just going to push him off it anyway?
I don't know, but Robin swings down and saves Batman for the first time in this issue.
Yeah.
And then Joker gets away.
And Batman tells him, thanks, pal. I'll do the same for you sometime.
He's lying.
And the Joker gets away again.
Yep. And then something happens at the financial district. They're talking about gold. Someone's carrying gold in a satchel, and the Joker overhears this conversation because he's got, like, the equivalent of... Oh, it says a dictaphone. I don't know if that's how dictaphones work, but apparently he can listen in with it.
Stop saying dictaphone. It sounds dirty.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither. I think it's dictation, right? Like, you would record it, right?
That's what I thought it was, but... apparently it's an equivalent of spy gear in that time, so.
Okay.
And so Joker finds out where it is, and now he's got this, I don't even know what it is. It's like, it's a model of a house that's beeping when it gets close to gold, I guess.
Yeah, it's caused a chemical frequency and signaled a loud whistle.
I don't think gold works that way.
And like, only being near gold it does that?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, this is a really bad guard that has this satchel because Joker just walks up and takes it and
the guy's fired, by the way. Yeah.
and Joker jumps out onto a hand car.
I feel like every train thing in like the 40s, they had one of them train cars. Were they everywhere?
Well, I want to know, were they really that common?
Right. I just want to point out that we had the Pygmy issue. There was no hand car, and that was on a train.
That was on a train.
Okay. But we did have hand cars before.
And this one? Oh, yes, we did. When Batman and Robin got trapped under the boulder and they used a pin to escape.
Yes. We had hand cars in that one.
Yes. But we're in a Looney Tunes cartoon now, because Joker's on a hand car.
This one's been a Looney Tunes cartoon when they framed the guy and they put dough on their heads, so...
Yeah, I know, but this scene, the way it's drawn, with the Batman on top of the cartoon Batmobile chasing after the Joker on a hand car.
And what's going on with the Batmobile? It's on the tracks now?
I mean, it is a car. I mean, it can drive on tracks.
I don't know. I'm guessing that's what it is, because if you... In that next photo... the Joker went onto a switch, and the Batmobile's going the wrong way.
Yeah, it gets stuck on the tracks. It can't go on the switch.
Well, it's that'll be a hard turn to pull.
Yeah, I guess it would be kind of a hard turn to pull. But he just jumps off anyway, so it don't matter.
Robin's got it.
Yeah. I don't know how the Joker made it.
He was on that track heading... Well,
it looks like they're opposite. Like they were going to play chicken, and then...
That's what I mean. I was looking at them like, it doesn't really make sense.
The second panel's got a lot more tracks than the first panel I thought had. Yeah.
Whatever. Batman jumps onto the handcart and punches the Joker, and then they fight until the handcart almost gets hit by a... I guess it does get clipped by a train, because the handcart falls off the bridge, and they both fall off into the water, it looks like, but somehow the Joker lands on the ground?
Yeah, I'm not positive what happens there. Because they're both heading into the water, and actually, Batman's on the side of land, not Joker.
Oh,
and
Joker landed on a ship.
Yeah, he lands on a guy's boat.
No, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
This is where I get weirded out.
He lands on a... Where is this, the one where he lands on an army barge? Yeah, as the Joker races past an army camp, he spies... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's in a moment. That's where he steals the blimp.
Right. Well, he's getting ready to steal the blimp.
Right. So I don't know where they land. Neither one of them are on water, but the Joker runs. He gets into an army camp, knocks out a soldier, and steals their blimp. The army's just as bad as Gotham PD, apparently.
Yes. And he doesn't get inside the blimp. He decides he's going to swing from the blimp and climb on top of it.
He steals this from the U.S. Army. They didn't shoot him when he busted into their camp?
This is why you gotta buy war bonds. So
yeah, see,
better soldiers.
That is what's going on. We need better training of our soldiers. Our Joker should be able to steal all the blimps.
Buy your war bonds.
Yeah, get your stamps and war bonds, kids.
Batman chases after him and jumps onto the blimp too, because apparently this blimp's got 7,000 ropes.
Yeah, I don't know why all the ropes are hanging.
And did he cut them all?
I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, Batman multiplies. And it's on all the ropes as he's chasing up chasing up the Joker.
Is that what that is? I couldn't figure out what that was.
No, he's jumping from rope to rope.
What is all that crap that's next to
him? I think they're clouds.
No, I think that's Batman. There are different versions of Batman.
And there's more on the top.
On the backside, on the top.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I think it is clouds. It's not a great drawing, by the way.
No, it's not.
Because in the next panel, the sky's purple, and then it's blue, then it's orange, and then it's red. So why would they even make clouds in that one panel? It doesn't even make sense.
And it looked like Swinging Batman's or something.
It does look like Swinging Batman. And then I looked up to the right, and I saw, and I'm like, well, or it's a whole lot of bats.
No, anyway, I think it's clouds.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not great.
Batman and Joker are fighting on top of the blimp, and then Batman knocks him off into the ocean below for the 100th time. And he must be dead. Is the Joker dead this time? Ooh, who can only know?
He must be dead. He landed in the ocean. He must be dead. How can he survive?
I don't know, but Batman says no one could live after that fall.
I think he said that before, too.
Yep. This is one time the Joker went into a crime that was over his head.
Hardy har har. Ba-dum-bum.
And then Robin says we can take his word for that.
Did we say that the name of this comic is The Wizard of Words?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's why we could take his word for that. They keep saying word for word.
I also forgot to mention all these comics are 13 pages.
Yeah. Well, this one has featured characters Batman, Robin, supporting character James Gordon. The antagonists are the Joker and Slapsy, which is his single appearance. That's a dumb name, too, Slapsy. Sorry if you're listening and your name's Slapsy, by the way. Other characters, the Gotham City Police Department. I don't know why that's a character. Locations, Gotham City, Wayne Manor, and the Secret Underground Hangar. First appearance. The Batcave is not yet named. Items. Now, this says items, the Gotham Gazette, but that's not what they called it.
No.
And when I looked up the Gotham World, like newspaper, it just says Gazette. There is no, I cannot find any Gotham World.
Maybe the newspaper... company is called Gotham, like the headquarters is Gotham World, and the paper is called the Gazette.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I just, maybe that's where all the pits and stuff came from. Because it's a Gotham world.
Right, it's like Disney there. World. It's Gotham World.
Yes. You go in there, they have a newspaper company, there's rides, there's fiery pits and spike pits.
There's food that's like triple the price of regular food. Souvenirs, you get souvenirs.
Man. Are you ready to move on?
Yep. I'm pretty sure you told us this one was going to take an hour, and we're at 56 minutes, and we got two more, so just so you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't promise that.
In the green room, TJ told us this was going to take an hour, so let's go. So, and we got excited, but apparently not.
Anyway, this next one's called They Thrill to Conquer. What's happening in this non-canon? Well, I guess it is canon.
There's a canon.
Well, is it canon? I don't know if that's the same canon.
I don't know, but there's a canon. I say it's canon. It's a canon.
All right, so what's happening in this canon page, Uncle Chris?
There's a cannon, and Batman's getting shot out of it at a plane, which does happen, and Robin's pulling the little lever thing.
Yeah, but this looks like a ship cannon, and not the cannon that they use later.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It does look like a big cannon. This does
happen.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, and it's written by, and it's got Bob Kane, it's his little signature on there.
Well, he's got his signature everywhere, that's what he does. All right, so we open up with this guy climbing up the side of a wall. The human fly. And he's got a shirt that says, buy War Savings Bonds.
He sure does. Because he just found out that the Joker broke into an army base, and now he's got to do something about it.
It's not why he's doing it, but sure. Anyway, people are watching him climb this wall that looks super dangerous, considering he doesn't have any protection, like, at all. And he's just literally scaling it. I don't know how he's doing it. It doesn't look like... It looks like it's a plain sheer wall, you know?
I wonder if this is a real thing. Like, did they have, like, daredevils trying to get people to buy war bonds and stuff?
Maybe.
That's weird.
I don't know. But Bruce and Dick are watching this happen. And they just happen to see two guys on the opposite, on the wall, or about to shoot this guy.
Why? Why do they want to shoot the Warbond guy?
We'll get to it in a moment. But anyway, instantly they change into Batman and Robin, because I guess they don't need a half hour to change any longer.
Batman runs, and Robin's still in his regular outfit, and Batman's already changed.
Yeah, exactly. Batman goes to the roof and throws his silken rope over to the other roof and manages to tie it around a chimney, I guess, and then tight walk ropes across it all over to the other building.
I don't understand. Is this across from Wayne Manor, or were they like in a hotel to watch this guy?
I guess they have other people watching this guy in other windows, okay, too. So I guess it's just a spectacle that everyone came to watch.
Gotcha.
So Batman's walking across. The thugs notice him. They try to shoot him out, but Batman pulls out a mirror and shines a light in the guy's eye and makes him miss.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's a thing. And then they shoot again, they miss him again, and he jumps over the roof and helps the Daredevil cheat and pulls him up to the top of the roof because he didn't get up there by himself.
True.
But Robin shows up and into that room where the thugs were. They punch him in the face, but they shoot him with the gun, which is full of ammonia.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, Why are they shooting people with ammonia? And the guy explains that apparently there's a protection racket happening for daredevils and stuntmen, and that if you don't pay up, they kill you.
But so they kill you in a way that they can't detect. So they would have shot him with the ammonia so he would pass out, and then when he fell to the ground, he would die. Yeah. And they wouldn't be able to say he was shot, he was just fell.
Yeah, but they wouldn't find ammonia on his face?
I don't know. Apparently they didn't figure out the stuntman die by taking, like, crashing, and another guy falls in a parachute, another guy dies in a race, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so apparently mobsters just have rackets for everything, you know? Everybody who has any kind of profession has to pay protection money.
Yeah, anybody with money needs protection from the mob.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we find out this guy is named the Fearless Ford, right?
Yeah, he's one of the Flying Fords, but he's Fearless Ford.
And he stole Robin's origin story, because he's a trapeze artist.
Well, he stole Robin's origin story, but his kid didn't get so lucky. Like, he lived and his kid's paralyzed or something, right?
Well, yeah, because one day, as he was doing a trick, his trapeze thing broke and he was going to crash into an animal cage, but his son jumped down and grabbed him and pushed him out of the way, and somehow he didn't, like, he still fell. I don't know how he didn't get hurt, but the son fell and broke his spine, so now he needs a surgery, and that's why Fearless Ford will not pay the protection money, because his son needs an operation that costs thousands of dollars.
On a side note, this is the one that was supposed to be drawn by someone else.
Yes.
It doesn't look much different.
It basically looks the same.
And it's got the same, like, now it's a green background, now it's a red background, now it's an orange background.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that they do, all of them, so.
So, two nights later, Batman and Robin storm into this guy's, into Fearless Ford's dressing room, who's having second thoughts about doing his next trick because he's going to get killed.
Right.
And Batman's like, you lost your nerve. And punches him in the face and knocks him out.
Yeah, but wait. I think the guy says he's going to kill himself. No, right? He's saying that thing will kill him. Or is he saying he'll kill himself?
Oh, he does say, I'll kill myself. Well, I guess Batman knocks him out to stop him from killing himself.
Yeah, he was like, boom, you can't do that.
And so so Batman decides to take his place in the trick, which is him standing on a bunch of chairs over a lion's den full of three lions.
Yeah, now, you know, previous issues, he would have dressed up like this guy and did the stunt, but instead, he did it as Batman.
Yeah, I was confused at that.
Which is weird.
But he does dress up like him later.
yeah, exactly. That's what I don't understand. He's going to do the stunt. Why didn't he just dress up like the guy and do the stunt? No, he doesn't.
I guess he didn't want to take the half hour to get changed again.
Oh, right. And he probably didn't have his makeup box with him.
Yeah, so he was like, screw it. I'll just go out there as Batman. Anyway, so he's doing the trick. I don't know how long the trick's supposed to last because he's doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, it's up there a long time.
And I don't know what the point of the trick is. Is he supposed to escape or what? I don't know. Anyway, the thug, one of the thugs shows up, and Robin sees him, and he follows him. So Robin punches him right into the thing he needs to pull to drop a barrel on top of the chairs that are holding Batman.
Good job, Robin. Good job.
And so now Batman's playing Lion Tamer, kicking barrels, using chairs. And then Robin jumps down and pulls him out, saves him again.
Yeah, Batman owes him.
Yep. That's twice in two comics he owes them.
Yes.
And everyone cheers them. The following morning, they're talking about how they're going to help Fearless Ford. And Bruce is like, all right, I'll pay him $500. I will pay $500 to do a trick. And so he goes to Ford's agent and he's like, yeah, he'll do that. But
we didn't mention. I don't know if they ever go back to it, but he said he's only doing these dangerous stunts to get money for his kid's operation.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I want to mention that because I want to find out by the end of this something. Go ahead.
I just noticed something. The panel that says the following morning where he's talking to Dick. You see it? In the background. Is his shadow Batman?
Yes.
I didn't notice that, but it is.
No. Or is it the bat suit just like hanging over a chair back there or something?
Doesn't look like there's a chair. It looks like
It looks like his shadow is Batman.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne kisses a Batman shadow.
I think they should always do that.
That would be cool.
That would be neat.
He would give his identity away really quickly.
Yeah, but we would have something to pick out every time they showed his shadow. That would be cool.
I mean, I just noticed it just going through it this time, so.
Yeah, I didn't notice it before.
I didn't notice it last time.
All right, so he's going to pay Fearless Ford to do this race, or not race, it's, I guess, an obstacle course with a car.
Some kind of flippy thing.
Yeah, it's like a flip through a burning building, which is someone.
It's a matchbox track.
Yeah, but it's a flip with a ramp that wouldn't work. Like, if you're going upside down, you have to stay on that track or you would fly off, right? Because this is wouldn't centrifugal force, if you're going around that circle, right? The only thing that would hold you on would be the speed you're going around that circle. Once you hit that spot where there was no ramp because there's a space in between it, wouldn't you just fly off?
I don't know, actually.
I have no idea.
Right? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
But anyway, Batman dresses up like this guy this time.
Because Fearless Ford says he's not going to do it.
Right.
And Bruce is like, we can't disappoint the crowd, so I'll dress up like I'm going to do it. And he goes and does the flip into the barn door is not even open.
There isn't a door on that
there's
side.
There's not a door there.
It's the back side of the barn, it looks like.
So, is he crashing through this burning barn for some reason?
Yeah. Why is that part of the stunt?
Did they buy this barn for this thing? Because the trick is, they're trying to kill him with the oncoming truck.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I think the barn was part of the stunt.
Who, is this some poor farmer's barn that they're burning down?
Bruce set this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He probably used some kind of legal trick and stole some poor guy's barn.
Maybe it's where they keep the Batmobile underneath.
No. It's probably the Kemp farm.
Yeah, it probably is.
Anyway, he crashes through this barn. The truck shows up, but Bruce, as Fearless Ford, uses the speed to jump out a window instead. And he survives, and everyone cheers him. And then the agent of Ford comes up to Bruce in disguise and says, "I got another job for you." And he's like, "I'll do it." And then we get a bunch of socialites saying, "Nah, Bruce Wayne wouldn't do something like this." Just to establish that Bruce is still a loser.
Right.
And so, the night before the new thing, which is just diving into a shallow pool from a high height.
That's another thing I feel like they did a lot in like the 30s and 40s, because Bugs Bunny used to do that crap all the time. "I'm going to jump from 5,000 feet into a glass of water."
Was that a real thing?
I don't know. Bugs Bunny used to do it all the time, too. If Bugs Bunny did it, it must be true. Bugs Bunny never lied to me. Yeah, his never lied to me.
Anyway, they go to the day before to the diving thing, and they see the pool, and notice that someone dug underneath of it, and they follow the trail. The next day, Bruce, disguised as Fearless Ford, we think, is climbing up the ladder, and as he's diving, the pool explodes, and everybody thinks Fearless Ford is dead.
But wait, all the people standing down there in the audience are yelling, "Don't watch, he'll kill himself." Why did they go? Why did they go there if they didn't want to watch?
Yeah, why are we here watching this if we know the guy's going to die?
And then the pool explodes anyway, so.
Right, and so Fearless Ford's wife and son come wheeling up, worried about him being dead. And he's kind of a jerk. He doesn't tell them that he's alive.
Does he let them go past him?
He's not, I don't know, because the background's just red.
Yeah, we can't tell if he's close or not.
But while that's happening, Robin shows up to a carnival fair?
And just starts beating people up for no reason.
Yeah, beating these guys up, and then, because apparently the guy behind the racket, the boss, Killer Kirk, is back there. And he shows up and he beats him up by throwing pins at him.
Yeah.
But
so the boss runs a carnival game.
I guess. Throws ski balls at a bottle, apparently. For 10 cents, as much as this comic. But back at the diving board, it wasn't a person, it was a dummy. I don't know how Bruce managed to pull a dummy up with him without no one noticing.
Maybe they had it up there already. Yeah.
But Batman swings down and somehow swings all the way over to where Robin is.
To the midway, yeah.
Chasing Killer Kirk to a plane who kind of does like a, I don't even know what that is, to get into the plane.
Like, he goes backwards on his butt, but he's like, I don't know what he's doing.
Anyway, it looks like he kicks Robin into Batman.
Oh, okay, he does.
And he gets in the plane saying, "You guys are not inviting, you should teach that kid some manners," and he flies away. And then, I guess it is the same canon.
It is the same canon. It's canon.
It's definitely the same canon.
Yeah, it's a canon canon.
The canon is canon.
So Batman gets in the cannon, and Robin's like, "What about the shock shooter and the parachute that you need when you do this?" And he's like, "No time, just shoot me."
Yeah, shoot me at the plane.
And so Robin shoots him at the plane, and Batman breaks into the plane. Now, he breaks the window in the plane. We've all seen airplane movies. But you break a window and, like, depressurizes and stuff, right? Does that not happen in the 40s?
No, not in the 40s.
I don't know, because
well, it only happens
if about the altitude.
And it only happens if someone on there is using their cell phone at the same time. That's why you can't use your cell phone on a plane.
But, like, they had open pit planes back then, too, which I'm assuming they probably still have now, but
yeah.
Oh, so it's all about height, right? It's all about how high you go.
Yeah, I guess it is all about height, but they look like they're pretty high.
He shot it out of a cannon.
I was going to say, he was low enough to get shot out of a cannon to it, so.
Yeah, but look at the last panel where it looks like they're crashing. Looks like they're pretty high.
Mm, yeah. What's a rigadoon?
It's either they're pretty high or that plane's imminently crashing into the ground.
Has anyone ever heard that word before?
A rigadoon?
Yeah, it says, "An unguided plane dances a mad rigadoon."
No idea what that is.
Me neither. Nope. Okay, I'm not looking it up either, sorry.
Anyway, in the plane, Batman's fighting Killer Kirk because, and now no one's flying the plane, so it's crashing. Meanwhile, Robin's going to the Batplane that they, for some reason, stashed in a separate barn.
Yeah.
And Fearless Ford's there with a gun, saying, and Robin's like, oh, you're running away, you coward?
He's
like,
so no. Fearless Ford knew where the Batplane was?
I guess he found it.
I guess he did. That's not a good hiding spot, then.
Well, they're not very good at a lot of things, to be honest. So he's holding Robin hostage. He says, you're going to take me up there so I can kill Killer Kirk. And Robin's just okay with this. He's like, okay, I'll let you go kill this guy. I mean,
Batman, get on the Batplane.
Batman's killed 50 people already, so.
Yeah.
And so he takes him up there, and Killer Kirk jumps to the plane. And he gets, but he kind of misses. But Batman sees him, pulls him in.
And they call Batman the Man of Steel there. Did you see that? It says the death plays its last card, but the Man of Steel trumps it.
Yeah, I read it. I was just kind of seeing if there was any context behind that. That was made it different. Nope, they straight up stole Superman's
title. Yeah, they stole his title.
Yeah.
Maybe they forgot what they were writing.
I didn't even catch that when I read it.
I did, and I thought it was a little strange. But
so Batman pulls in, and the two starts congratulating each other, and Killer Ford, or whatever his name is, says, but you didn't need me, Batman. You had him beaten. And Batman said, that doesn't matter, Ford. You made the bravest dive of your career to save me, and you rescued your own manhood. You found your nerve again. And this is a bullshit message right here. This guy did not want to do crazy stunts in fear of being killed by the mob, and you want him to go do these stunts anyway?
Right.
That's... screw you, Batman.
Yeah, you're not going to be there to protect me forever, Batman. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you jerk.
Batman's Bruce Wayne at this point. If he was so worried about this guy, why didn't he just give him the couple $1,000 to get the operation for a kid? Why did he make him jump through all these hoops?
Well, that's what I thought. I mentioned it. I thought Batman was eventually going to give him the money for the operation, but apparently he don't give a crap about the kid.
No.
Yeah.
Because even Batman decides to pay the $500 for the stunt, but still wants to make him do the stunt. Yeah. Just give him the money for the kid.
Go dance for me, monkey, essentially.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Just give him the money.
Exactly. It's like, so he said he's going to question his manhood because he didn't want to be murdered.
Right. And in the beginning, they were talking about it like it sounded like Batman was going to give him the money. Like Bruce was going to give him the money, too. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, I didn't mention it at all.
No.
I didn't like the ending at all on this one.
No.
But even with that, I think we're going into the worst comic. I think this might be the worst comic I've read of Batman.
I don't know, but let's talk bad about women in this one.
Oh, we'll get to that, but I have a lot of notes on this one.
My favorite part of this comic was when I thought it was over. I'm like, oh, this is a good, quick comic.
Me like, too!
Oh, no, this is not over. And I'm like, no.
You know what I did after that? I counted the rest of the pages thinking, oh, man, I got to read all that.
I did the same thing. I flipped through and I'm like, oh, there's shit. There's a lot more to this. We didn't go through.
Feature characters, Batman, Robin. Supporting characters, the Flying Fords. And it says... Fearless Ford, single appearance, but then it says Tommy Ford, and it doesn't say single appearance. So does the wheelchair kid show back up, or?
I don't know.
Antagonist Joe Kirk and Duke, they both have single appearances. And then it just says Gotham City, utility belt, and bat rope, that's all.
All right, so we're going into the last story, Around the Clock with the Batman. Lumpy, what's happening in this non-canon splash page?
There's a cuckoo clock. And there's a Grim Reaper on top of the cuckoo clock.
That's Father Time.
From one of the things. It is Father Time.
Yeah, it's Father Time.
Is it the Father Time that we met in the previous comic?
That is what he looked like. I don't know about that giant white beard. His beard is longer. Yeah.
He looks more like the Father Time from like the Claymated Rudolph shows.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He never shows back up again.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Other than going around the clock.
Yeah, that's it.
So, it's Batman Day, apparently. As the city celebrates Batman Day, the mayor's going to pay tribute to Batman and Robin. All citizens honor the crime fighters. They're
Gotham Gazette, by the way. Not Gotham World, the Gotham Gazette. So.
It's the Gotham Gazette. They are the nation's heroes.
Yeah.
And so there's a parade. They get statues, which is a little much, I think, but whatever.
Pink statues.
I just think that's supposed to be stone, but...
it's pink in my comic book.
I mean, it's pink in mine, but I just don't... I think it's supposed to be stone. And for some reason, they're reading all their achievements off in City Hall, because I guess that's what you do. And
yeah, if it's your day, they read your achievements off.
So, apparently they arrested 20 people. I don't know if this is before or after he was sanctioned by the police.
No, that's 120 arrests.
Isn't that what I said?
You said 20.
Oh, I thought I said 120.
Oh, you didn't.
Well, I thought I did. So he's, I don't, like I said, I don't know if that the ones he did beforehand count or not. Apparently, he has 118 convictions, which I guess that seems a little high considering how much circumstantial evidence and stuff's happening here.
Only two people didn't get convicted of all the people that he arrested?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty good.
And I wonder what two people they were, honestly.
Yeah. And then 70 confessions, which means he beat the crap out of them until they said they did it.
I was going to say, so 70 yeah. people got beat until they confessed.
Exactly. And then they say that he encountered and defeated the Joker 6 times. By the way, it's 12 by this point, not 6. Because yeah. I went back and counted, because...
Well, he's almost been in every Batman, right? Every...
Almost.
But he's and been he had a couple Detective Comics.
Yeah, right? So yeah. But it's 12 times at this point, not 6. So they got that wrong. They can't even keep up with their own continuity.
Maybe they went back in time for this one, too.
But they didn't.
So it was 1939. 4 or 6. Yeah.
He says he defeated the Joker 6 times, he defeated the Penguin, etc., etc.
Scarecrow.
And then this banker is like, oh man, I thought I was busy with my banks. And then this halfway is like, oh, all my kids and stuff, I thought I was doing a lot.
They make sure they mention what the housewife does. Preparing meals, cleaning house, ironing, and getting Johnny off to school.
And then there is this crook who says, man, there must be quadruplets of them because he's beating us up. And then he's jailed, the mayor continues, he jailed the Scarecrow, which we didn't read because we didn't get to the Scarecrow in these versions yet. That happened in World's Finest.
Yeah.
And the mayor's like, man, I'm the busiest guy in town, and yet they managed to do all this. And whatever, and then I guess it's the next day. So, the next day, Bruce wakes up Dick, and I want you guys to remember this panel, okay? For when we get to the end. So he wakes up Dick and they start their day. So we're going to find out what Bruce and Dick's day's like. They get up and they train. Then they eat breakfast. Then they test their vehicles. Then they go to the lab.
To the lab.
Yeah. They, you know, they figure out, find evidence that Maroney, which doesn't make, Trigger Maroney. That's a different guy, I think, than Boss Maroney.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, that he has iron shavings, which somehow proves that he was guilty. Whatever. Don't care. And then Dick, what's the word? Quizzes Bruce on his memory about what criminals look like. And then...
they go buy savings bonds.
No, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
No, Batman and Robin go out and to buy and help sell.
Yeah, they go out and hawk them. They go out and sell them.
It says they're going to buy them and help sell them.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine if they were just going to buy them. But no, they're out there and they're hawking bonds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Buy a bond and beat the bond.
Yeah, so this is like the third or fourth time they hawk bonds in this stupid
they
comic.
They have mentioned just bonds, yes. Yeah.
And I wonder if there's a Superman decoder ring for this one.
I don't know. I don't have that version of it. I don't have the original. Well, back home again, and Robin's got to do his homework, while I guess Bruce just reads the paper and works on his book that apparently he's got a book deal now.
I don't know where that came from in this. All of a sudden, they just keep talking about the ending for his book, the ending for your book, and I'm like, what book? When did he start writing a book?
Well, and the proceeds go to Red Cross from the book, but he's got to get it done.
No, but here's my question. Is the book written by Bruce Wayne or Batman? Because if it's by Bruce Wayne, how the hell does he know anything about any of this?
If it's by Bruce Wayne, they're going to be like, you're Batman.
Yeah. So, does Batman have a book deal? And if he does, how's... I don't care.
Yeah, I don't get it. Bumpy's cats are showing up.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't even know what that was.
It was a cat. It's in his house. He said, I don't know what that was.
I know.
I heard it was a cat.
I thought it was a cat, too.
I have my headphones on, so I don't hear it. You guys do.
I know. It stopped, but it was loud. Stopped. Anyway, so I guess they're going to go out and try and find an ending for Bruce's book. Right. Because he needs inspiration. So they're flying along, and they're going to go to Commissioner Gordon and see if he's got a case for them. But on their way, they see a bunch of a robbery at a jewel store.
See, this is what I don't understand. Where are they right now?
They're on their way to Gotham City.
From where?
From Wayne Manor.
Wayne Manor's in Gotham City.
I think it's actually on the outskirts of Gotham City.
Because it says we don't have to go to Gotham City for this case. We can go right here. There's a robbery right here.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they think they are, honestly.
Yeah.
Whatever. So they swoop down. There's a fight. They get shot at. Then the crooks use tear gas that doesn't affect them because they have chemically treated handkerchiefs. Yet their eyes are exposed, so... Isn't that how tear gas works? It makes you cry?
It, like, burns your eyes? Yeah, but yeah. I think you might have to breathe it in. I'm not positive.
I don't know. I've been sprayed with pepper spray before, and that's... that in your eyes, it hurts.
Anywhere it touches you, it hurts. But that's...
Why? You know, why were you sprayed with pepper spray?
I wasn't actually sprayed. It was in Tony's house, and we found it, and we were playing
with
it.
Oh, you were playing with it. Okay. Yeah. I'm why were you sprayed with pepper spray?
We were all hanging out in the back of this guy's pickup truck. He had like a cab on the back of it. We were just all sitting back there when I was a kid, and somebody ran by and sprayed pepper spray into the back of the truck. Yeah, for no reason at all. And that was, and we all got, it was bad too.
So, Batman and Robin get back in the Batplane and start trailing this truck and drop some kind of liquid on top of them that the guards don't notice because they fly away and the guards think they just ran away because that's what Batman and Robin are known for, sure.
Yeah.
And they put on their infrared glasses that shows them that shows the liquid, I guess.
Yeah.
And they end up at a art sculpture exposition exhibit.
I don't know what happens here. Like, they get this truck, but it's not the right truck, or it is the right truck?
No, it's the right truck. The criminals are posing as art supply dealers so they can hide the jewels inside the giant sculptures.
I did see that.
That Batman and Robin noticed because the eyes glowed because, you know, only jewels can light up in the light. And for some reason, Batman dresses up as an old man and Robin as an old lady.
and the art dealer guy is in on the whole scam because he vouches for the criminals in the van.
But he's not, though. But he's not.
Yeah, you're right. He's not. But he vouches for those guys because they do stuff for him or something.
Yeah, because he thought they were just regular art supply dealers. But we'll get to that. But anyway,
can we get back to Batman and Robin dressing like an old woman and an old man? They only do it for like a second. Yeah. It's two panels and they're done. Why? What was that all about?
I guess they wanted to go in and undercover to see if they can find the jewels in the sculptures.
Him dressing up like a woman in the 40s. Him
dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, that's him dressed up as a woman in the 40s reminds me of Bugs Bunny again. Like, it's really, like, silly. Nowadays, I would understand, but back then, it was just, like, goofy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Robin just likes to feel women's clothes.
Hey, whatever you're into, I guess, but I think Batman made him do it, so.
Yeah, Batman likes him in women's clothes.
Well, our theory is, though, that Batman wants to kill Robin and Robin's into Batman.
True.
So it wouldn't make sense that Batman dresses him up. Batman would want to kill him, so.
True.
So,
but we did have some uncomfortable scenes a couple comic books back, too, if you remember.
Yes. Dick's trying to please Batman, so he wants to dress as a woman for him, then.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think they were watching Bugs Bunny and they thought it was funny. So.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Because this comic, again, it's not even close to over. And it is not good.
So take over for a minute. Say what happens next.
So then they're no longer old man and old woman. They start to climb up and one of the guys up there yells, "Batman and Robin!" And we've come back for the jewels, so they get into a fight with the guy who's actually doing the sculpting.
Yeah, he's the artist. They just decide they're going to beat up the artist?
But the artist actually kind of yells at them for coming up.
Yeah, get off of my art. I'm trying to do something up here. Like, I'm making a sculpture. Batman and Robin. I'm climbing my sculpture. Get out of here.
Your sculpture has jewels in it.
They don't even know that yet, do they?
Yeah, they do here. This is how they...
Okay.
I had a hunch we should have come back.
Yeah, that's why they threw off their costumes, because they noticed the jewels.
Okay.
And so the fight happens, and the crooks try to get away, but they're inside when this next thing happens.
Yes.
Robin gets on the ladder and drops it on top of two crooks, but now we're suddenly outside on a roof.
Yeah, he kicks one crook off the ladder, and then the other two try to run away, and now we're on the roof, and he swings the ladder down.
So we're in a building. First they're on a statue, then they're in a building, then they're on top of a building, and then they're back outside on a statue.
And the statue that he swings off of, the one on the inside, is the one he comes off of, because you can see the top of the like world atlas thing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So they capture the crooks. Batman reveals that there are jewels inside the statues, and the day is saved, but...
That's over.
But the jewel, the guy who's running the sculpture exhibit is like, can you not put this in the papers, because it's, I have a conservative sponsor, and I don't want him to take out funding for us. And the cops just agree. Yeah. Just cover up this whole thing.
So then Batman can't write it in his book.
Yeah, because the cops decide they're just going to cover this all up.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it says, as Batman says, they got a date at the hospital, and that's the end, right? No, nope. Because it ends, it gives us like an ending box, but it says, don't think the day was over yet. This is only the beginning, folks.
So is the guy writing this, did the guy writing this realize that it's been, you know, longer than any comic I've ever read before when he got to there?
No, because he thinks you want more, because...
I felt like it should, like, okay, it was short, but good, it's over. No, it's not over.
Because now...
it gets worse.
Now we go over to a children hospital who are victims of infantile paralysis. Infantile paralysis. So Batman and Robin are swinging around on poles showing these kids that they can't walk, essentially, by all the things...
The one kid says, look, I wish I could do that.
Yes.
That is really bad.
So, but they give, it's okay because they give autographs. And then Batman says, and Robin's like, yeah, this was worth it. And Batman says, yes, if we keep giving to the March of Dimes, which is still an organization today, I looked it up.
Yeah, it's March Dimes.
Oh, yeah, so March Dimes is big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday those kids will be able to walk like other children. Do you know what infantile paralysis is?
Yeah, it's paralyzed children, right?
I'm assuming you're paralyzed as a child, though.
It's polio.
Oh, okay.
And you know how you cure polio?
Vaccines.
You don't. Once you get it, you got it. The only way to prevent it is to not get it through vaccines.
Right.
So, Batman's wrong.
Oh, Batman says to walk. I got you.
Yeah, so he just put false hope into all those kids.
Yeah, he don't know.
Anyway, so now we cut over to a woman who's threatening to commit suicide.
Yeah.
It's really weird. She's out on the ledge, right? But she never ever says she's going to jump.
Yeah, she does, right here. Stop. If you come out, I swear I'll jump.
Yeah.
If you come out.
Oh, right. She's not up there saying, hey, I'm going to kill myself. She's like, leave me alone.
This is all a diversion.
Right.
Right, and I get that, but I'm like, the cop is trying to coax her back in, and she's like, if you come out, I'm going to jump.
Yeah, but the cop is such a what's the word I'm looking for? He's patronizing as hell.
He just needs to get out of there. And then Batman gets her, and she's like, I don't want to die. Don't drop me.
He says, why don't you come inside? You'll catch a cold out there.
Yeah, like he's worried about the poor little girl that's out there. Like, he is. He definitely is. But they Batman, say other things in this. Go ahead.
Hold on. We'll get to it. Batman's like, the cop's got to keep her distracted so I can swing over and save her. And so he swings over, and he says... And the cop says, look, why don't you come in? There's a movie star in here who wants to meet you.
Yeah. You're a girl. You must love movie stars. Come on in, you girl.
Yeah. And so Batman swings over and takes and saves her. And he says, a minute ago, you wanted to jump. Oh, just like a woman to change her mind. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that she's not suicidal at this point. Right. This woman could have been seriously sick and needed help, and you're just going to say, oh, stupid women can change their mind all the time. Screw you, Batman. Yeah,
this was not good. It wouldn't get away with it nowadays either. He definitely would not get away with it now, but... Apparently in the 40s, well, that's when you could slap your, we talked about it before. Your wife gets a little out of hand, you give her a big smack in the face and calm her down. Yeah.
But this was really bad. This is like the worst it's been.
It just kept going. It kept going. Like they kept saying things to her that was really weird.
Yeah, it's, this comic sucks. Anyway, the cop another cop comes up and says, hey, robbers are robbing, Heist Andrews is robbing something or another. And he shot some guard. And then Batman and Robin are like, you think the girl was in on it? And so Batman makes a fake call, somehow disguising his voice as these criminals.
Instead of going and stopping the criminals, he goes out and calls the girl to find out if she was in on it.
Well, he calls her so she will go and lead him to the hideout.
I got it. I see it.
Yeah, he tells her, we're all good. Come on down.
Yeah.
So that he can follow her there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
But somehow he disguises his voice to make it sound like that he's these people.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And she shows up.
Yeah, well, she's just a girl. Yeah. Well, at least she has different color hair, right, Lump?
She does.
That's true. That is true.
Still the same exact face and hair shape, everything. Just she has blonde hair instead of black.
Yeah.
Anyway, they show Batman and Robin show up, beat the goons up. Robin deflects a bullet with a shovel.
I didn't even see that before.
I didn't see that either.
He didn't just deflect. Like, he kept it in front of his face and stopped it from hitting him.
It's his shield.
Yeah.
And then he hits the guy with said shovel.
Yeah.
Then the guys run outside. Robin throws a trash can on top of one of them. Batman kicks the other guy. And then they take him to jail. And then the crook says, you can't put this in the papers, or if my mom reads that I'm in jail, you know, the shock will kill her. And the cop's like, all right, guess we're not putting this in the papers either.
What? You're worried about the criminal's mother. That's what you're worried about.
Yeah, it's like, that's two crimes they covered up today.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to upset the criminal's mother, so we better not put this in there.
So, Batman can't use this for his book either. Anyway, so back home, Bruce and Dick are getting undressed. And they're like, what are we going to do about your book? And Robin says, why don't you just tell everyone about our day? And he's like, that's a good idea, Robin. And so they go to bed, and the narrator says, and so ends a typical day with Batman and Robin. But shh, let's not talk so loud. We might wake them. They are getting a good sleep. Don't you think they deserve it?
Weird. Weird, right?
Well, I assume it's, I think that's supposed to be like the last chapter of the book. That's my theory.
Oh, I got you. Still weird.
Bruce finishing up his book.
Yeah. But Batman and Robin are sleeping in the same room.
In the same bed?
No, they have separate beds. There's two beds.
Oh, it is two beds. Yeah.
They share a room. I told you to remember this from earlier. That
is
first weird. Battle.
Yeah.
They live in a manor. They have their own trophy room. Why is he sleeping in the same room?
Well, Dick had his own room, but they had to turn it into a trophy room.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's... Okay, I see.
Right. Plus, after that Halloween, that Christmas party he had, that was so sad. Dick is really upset at night, and after that, he can't
sleep alone anymore.
Isn't a horrifying
nightmares Christmas about party. The next Christmas?
Yeah, and plus, he did live through the flower people that we don't speak of.
We don't talk about.
He wasn't there for that. That was before his time.
Apparently, he was. He came in 1939 in May of 1939, but we didn't know about it.
May of 1939.
But that comic, I think, was even before that.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. I actually just edited that episode.
Really?
It's only the 9th episode in, so...
Nice.
31, 32, 33, 34. That was 34. Yeah, it was 4 issues before Robin even came into it.
Wow.
So the flowers were before his time.
Yeah, and nobody ever mentioned it to him, so...
I mean... I don't think Batman mentioned it to anyone ever again.
Nope. Never talked about the flowers that he left behind.
All right. So we have Batman, Robin, and the supporting character of the Gotham City Police Department again. Antagonists are Heist Andrews, Margie, and Salvatore Maroni. Now, Heist and Margie were single appearances, and it says Salvatore Maroni mentioned only. But you can click Salvatore Maroni, and let's see what he's a crime boss. Yeah, he's the boss, Sal Maroni, from New Earth. So, and that's it. The Gazette and the Batplane, Gotham Manor. You know, same old, same old. Now, the notes at the bottom say that Brothers in Crime was reprinted in Batman number 256.
It okay. also says The Wizard of Words is reprinted in Batman The Secrets of the Batcave. And this whole entire issue was reprinted in Batman The Dark Knight Archives, Volume 3.
Yeah, I'm sure these stories were written over and over again over
years. Yeah, I'm sure too, yeah.
But why these ones?
I don't know. These weren't great.
Other than...
I'm sure one of those reprinted things are one you're reading right now, Chris.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. It's in a compilation or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that
Speaking
makes sense.
Of, the next page is the front cover of World's Finest, right?
Uh-huh.
And the front cover of World's Finest is a battleship, and it's Batman, Robin, and Superman sitting on the three guns of the battleship, but they have, they're straddling them, and the barrels of the gun are like where their penises would be.
I'm not reading from a trade this time, so I can't
Batman's
see
got
it.
A thumbs up in
We're
the middle,
not covering
and
that
Superman's
issue.
Got
we don't do World's Finest.
And Robin's got his arms folded in front of him, and it's really weird.
That was bad. That one was really bad.
It's not great. It wasn't, it was definitely not the it seems like they saved the good stories for the Batman comics, but that I like the Detective Comics we read last week better.
I actually like the Detective Comics more.
Do you like the Detective? I like, see that a lot of the Jokers are in the Batman ones. I like the
Joker. But the Joker's been showing up a lot in Detective Comics too, though.
This Joker was bad. It wasn't bad, it was like goofy or something. I don't know what was going on.
The first, it wasn't like unreadable or anything. Like, thought that I was fine to read it. I just wasn't like, I'm not begging for more.
Right. It was also, it was just continuity destroyed in that issue, that first
In
one.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
So, oh man.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah. Anybody got anything for the rest of these?
No, I think we're done.
I got a joke we're that done. Is as good as these comics or better. You ready?
Great.
What is Batman's favorite drink?
I don't know.
Fruit punch. Come on, I tried to find the worst joke I could possibly find this time.
It is fitting for this comic.
Yes, it's fitting for this one.
No.
For this comic.
That's not as bad as the one I just edited, honestly.
What was it? I don't remember. Like, I hope I'm not rereading them.
What do you call someone... what is it? What do you call it when Batman and Superman have a child?
What? Adopted.
Adoption.
That's a good one.
And then me and Lumpy groaned, and you said, what, you guys don't know how this works?
That's even funnier. I like that one now.
I literally just edited that episode. So
come on now, I'm laughing at my own joke. That's funny. See, I'm a fan now.
Whatever.
Are you we done? You send yourself some fan mail.
I'm done.
Right.
Done.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.